You know that phrase, okay, boomer? It's a younger generation's retort to ideas they consider outdated or off base. Ideas like millennials are entitled and don't work hard. The response, okay, boomer, short for baby boomer. Well, a 25-year-old New Zealand lawmaker recently silenced older hecklers during her speech on climate change.
The average age of this 52nd parliament is 49 years old. Okay, boomer.
Now, some employers are cautioning against using this phrase at work, fearing it could lead to claims of age discrimination. Here's NPR's Yuki Noguchi.
30-year-old social media manager Sophie Virschbau has seen her share of OK Boomer memes in recent weeks. To her, the sentiment behind them is this.
I think it's sort of a dismissive, like, OK, whatever you say, like, just spout whatever you want to say as someone who doesn't get what we're talking about.
There's backlash, too, including from those comparing OK Boomer to racial slurs. Last week, the AARP, the group most identified with boomers, weighed in. That did not go well. These warring posts and the social commentary around them suggest a yawning gap between the old and young. They speak to different attitudes about social and political change and raise questions about how deep those differences go. Virschbau works at a book publisher in New York. She likes working with boomers, but says there can be issues.
These younger generations keep feeling very misunderstood.
Outside of family, the workplace is where generations interact the most. People are living and therefore working longer than ever. So for the first time in history, the workforce now spans five generations, from the silent generation in their 70s and 80s to Generation Z, just entering their 20s. Work is also where many social issues play out, presenting the potential for generational debate over everything from gender-neutral bathrooms to the Me Too movement. But Virschbau says discussing age at work, even where it's professionally relevant, can be tricky. For example, she says she once noted during a meeting how her age cohort shops differently.
I was literally called ageist.
She felt silenced, she says, aware that she's not the one in a position of power. That still lies with her elders.
I think these are really sensitive issues that are super difficult to discuss in the workplace, even when they're vital to the work you're doing.
Kashti Khan is 22 and sells advertising for the Houston Chronicle. She says she has a lot in common with a baby boomer she worked with directly. But outside that circle, that's not always true.
People say things like, oh, you look good today, like, you know, an older man. And I'm like, that's such a weird thing to say.
She thinks, okay, boomer, to herself, when colleagues don't understand the concept of a fluid gender identity.
They'll say something like, you know, there are only two genders. And I mean, I understand that that's how they were raised, but that kind of stuff just doesn't fly now.
Megan Johnson is a consultant for companies on generational differences. Johnson, who is Gen X, by the way, says older workers need to figure out how to pass the baton.
Unless the older generation really lets their ego down and allows the younger generation to come on board and challenge the way they do things, there's going to be this disconnect.
Of course, generational griping and stereotyping are nothing new. Remember when Gen Xers were called slackers? So not everyone agrees that OK Boomer speaks to deep underlying tensions.
I have to tell you, I was a little surprised by it.
Susan Weinstock is a boomer herself and a vice president at AARP, which advocates for people 50 and older.
Because we have a lot of research that shows how much workers actually like to work together, no matter the generation.
So it might be that OK Boomer is just another example of how social media sows a sense of discord, the way it has in politics. In fact, AARP unwittingly played a role in that last week. Another executive at the group was quoted saying, OK, millennials, but we're the people that actually have the money. That, too, went viral under, what else, the hashtag OK Boomer. Later, AARP responded to the meme it inspired, saying social media took the statement out of context. The group said it meant to say, don't overlook or dismiss boomers. Don't let stereotypes like that divide us. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.